But yeah, you're African American.
You can't put your expectations on others, though. That's the problem.
No, you can't. So then the question becomes, who made that call?
To change that rule at your job?
Who made the call? Was it a white person saying that we can't call black people black? Or was it a black person saying that we can't call black people black? Was it an Asian or Hispanic? I don't know.
But you still call white people white.
Right. But if it don't come from a black person, then like what are we talking about?
Yeah.
If it's a white person that was offended by us calling black people black, then you got to sit the fuck down.
Yeah. But you, I mean, you do hear black people. I mean, I have come across, you know, a few black people. Oh, I'm not black. You know, that's just my, you know, that's my color tone or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. That's crazy.
You just start calling us the light browns.
The light browns.
That was your nickname in prison.
My nickname wasn't Almond.
It was Almond.
It was Almond. It was actually Peanut, to be honest.
It's the same thing.
Pause. Almond, weird.
Peanut. It's the same thing.
Yep. It's not.
Almond, Peanut.
Yep.
That because I resembled a guy who
it was like Pete.
Call me Almond. Call me Almond.
Nah, nigga.
It was a Pete Dash Nut.
Well, no. You saw Almond. No.
He's a small piece of leather.
Yeah. That shit was hilarious. That's crazy, man.
The bullshit, man.
What's the word, though, fellas?
What's up, man?
How we feeling?
Good, bro.
No doubt. Shout out to Miss Marvelous.
Happy birthday.
Yes, indeed. Miss you guys, man. Yeah, both. Yeah, be quiet.
You have to be quiet.
What?
You cannot talk for the show. Yeah. I jinxed you.
You can't talk.
I don't live in that world that you guys live in. I'm sorry.
Technically, I'm supposed to pinch you right now.
I'm going to pinch you.
Technically, you might be cursing around, to be honest.
What do you mean?
Have you noticed, like, I don't know, like, every time I'm on social media, you're like, you get put on game as far as the things we used to say as a child that's really, like, look at the origin. It was, like, demonic, right? So, like, knock on wood, right? They say if you knock on wood, you're really knocking, like, for spirits and... Just like a demonic, you know what I'm saying?
What talking about. Yeah.
So the fact that you're saying jinx, like, what's that?
It could be terrible.
Right? I mean, I still say bread and butter if we split the poll.
I do too.
Yeah, I do too.
Y'all say bread and butter?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's very few superstitions I believe in. That's one. Splitting the poll is one.
And thanks to Wayne Hogwood and Madeline, like now when I go under yellow light,
I used to. Wait, hold on. Shout out to money too.
Why?
If you're running through a yellow light, like when you're about to basically run a red light, you kiss your hand, kiss the ceiling real quick.
Yeah. That's like, crazy. Like it had to be yellow though. You had to go under while it's yellow.
No doubt, not like the red light that I ran today.
Yeah, you did run a red light.
I run red lights all the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there is all types of old sayings.
I'm like DMX and Belly.
Running red light.
Absolutely.
Nah, what was the, I was going to say one, ring around the rosy.
I know what that's about. I know that's demonic.
Yeah.
What's that? No, it's not demonic.
It's not demonic.
It's about the Black Plague.
It's about the
Ring around the rosy was a it was the sign that you had the plague. Pocket full of posies.
What about the ashes? We all fall down.
Pocket full of posies was so that your dead body wouldn't stink. Ashes is when they burned the dead bodies because they didn't want to pass the plague around.
Yeah.
Or they didn't want them to turn into white walkers.
Ashes, they all fall back.
They didn't want them to turn into white walkers. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, it could have been.
It's amazing how confident we be. Like when we're talking about certain things that we like that said, I know that's demonic. It's not.
It's not demonic at all.
I was confident as well.
It was so confident.
It's not demonic.
Why do we do that?
It's a song about the Black Plague.
And I can explain like my reasoning behind it. Like I believed it.
You
I
was
like,
so
yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh yeah, ashes, ashes. It's gotta be demonic.
Why did we do that?
We all fall down. We're going to hell.
Exactly. Oh yeah, the ashes? No, bro. Yeah. That's just like to prevent.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Did y'all play? I know Paul did. Did y'all play Doorknob back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
That's a brutal game, bro.
Nah, oh, my God.
Nothing's more brutal than Letter B. Letter B is by far the worst game ever.
I don't know. Doorknob is like if you fart, you got.
You didn't play Doorknob?
If you fart, you got to run and touch a doorknob. Until you find a door you get touch, niggas just punish
you, bro. Yeah, you know
like,
play that?
On the way, yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely. You'd be fucked.
Doorknob.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
There was nothing but open chest. That was one of them.
Open chest is wild.
That's wild.
You got me walking around with my arms folded.
First of all, you don't like me. Just say that. There's no reason why you're punching in my chest. That doesn't prove anything.
That's why Letter B was so good, because Letter B was open chest mixed with a little bit of thought behind it. Like, you actually had to think. You couldn't say no word that began with the letter B. And if you did and you didn't say letter B afterwards, kind of like pause to catch yourself, then somebody was open for one free lick. Mm. And me and Paul was from the same cloth, so we were assholes. We would stash them jumps. Like, exactly. A lot of people would hear that. Exactly. They would hear you, so and they would say,
and you would save them up, like a savings account.
Yeah, exactly. Stash them jumps. So, you sing something right now, we'd be like, oh, man, okay, cool. Keep talking, keep talking. And we're going to wait until we go upstairs. And as soon as we go upstairs,
you're going to hit me six times. Exactly. You hit me six times.
No, I'm not going to hit you six times, but I'm going to catch you for the one. I'm like, nah, 6 minutes ago, you said no.
True. Yeah, exactly.
Come on. Yeah, because you're going to be standing there, we're going to be like, bro, I haven't talked for 5 minutes. Why the fuck did you just hit me? Oh, no, it was 10 minutes ago. You said something.
Yeah, and it's always something that you can totally remember. Like, damn, I did say that shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? It wasn't like niggas was like, you know.
So if we play now, we would fuck Nick up because Nick puts a B in front of the C.
We have to play Letter C, nigga.
Jeez Louise. That's crazy. Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad and lonely. I'd like to welcome y'all to another awesome episode of A Man Say Man. It's your boy P. It's good.
Yeah, Nick G over this motherfucker.
No question. Yes, Remy?
Hello. Sorry, I thought we was going the old school way, but Paul did all the intro.
Yeah, no question. What's good, Steffi?
I think it's inconsistent, man.
Inconsistent.
How you doing? Yeah.
Just being organic, man.
I wasn't prepared.
Yeah, that was me. I think.
That was Nick who started off, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Rem the model in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steph News. I think it's Nick G in this motherfucker. Nick can talk like he in a cypher or something.
That's
talk
crazy.
About letter B's and shit. Bang.
Yeah, all that shit.
Yo, have y'all watched the documentary on Freaknik?
Yes. Bro. I seen that a minute ago.
Yeah, I saw it a minute ago.
For real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That shit was off the chain.
Yeah. I've actually seen actual footage. Like my cousin Bugs.
Where?
He graduated in 95 from Hilton.
Okay.
And he went to Clark Atlanta University.
Gotcha.
And he used to come home and have like, cause he was a mass comm major. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he was all into film and shit. So Urge he had his own camera and all that shit.
Oh, he was lit.
Oh yeah. He was showing me videos and shit. Like, yeah, he would show me videos. I'm 95, what? I'm like 11 years old.
No doubt. So he started going when things started like going left.
We're going left a little bit, yeah.
Because
yeah.
When I watched, mind you, did not even know Freaknik started from people from D.C.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which was awesome.
And it was just a picnic.
With thousands of people.
Yeah.
Which makes you wonder, how did it turn into
good
what it was?
But I'm going to tell you how it got there, right? And you see the footage, you see the clip. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I seen it, I said, it's a wrap. So mind you, from 83... When it started to like 94, which people rave about, but was like the best one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was still like collegiate, like, you know what I'm saying, like young black prestigious kids getting an education and having a great time.
And the DC area, like for real, like ran like my wife Ebony, she graduated from Clark.
Right.
So you know, it's a heavy DC Maryland, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, area down like presence. Presence down there.
Yeah. But 95, 96, you see this clip, right? And it's a dude, gotta be at least 38, getting an interview. And the reporter's like, so what are you doing? Why are you coming down? Well, I just want to be a part of it. But you see in his eyes.
He's lurking, bro.
This nigga's like 38 at least, bro. I'm like, my nigga, what are we doing? Like, why are you coming down here? But I'm like, oh, that's us.
Yeah.
He's probably 20 the whole time.
I mean, but
could have been 20, man. But he looked mad old. But
he not was back then.
Yeah. Further on, you start seeing footage of old motherfuckers being there, wilding, right? Then you see Luke, you know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, he's got his whole thing popping off with the ass shaking and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Once he gets involved, it becomes hypersexualized, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's insane. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
What Luke do?
Yeah, Luke will do that.
No doubt. Yeah. No, and it looked mad fun, but bro, man, like, they show
the 90s, think about that shit. Like, you had Adina Howard.
Oh, yeah, you know yeah. Freak like whatever. Yeah.
All that, even SWV. SWV was on some motherfucking side chick shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. We listened to them lyrics.
Yeah, we listened to the lyrics. It's like, yeah, they was always trying to fuck with somebody else's nigga.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and they were talking about that shit on NPR recently. They did a Tiny Desk.
Yeah, I seen that.
The
Coco.
Coco. Uh-huh. She's like pretty much exploiting that. Like, she's like, yeah, you know, girl, you know how we used to do and whatnot. But she's talking about like shit like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, but Freak Nigga was crazy. I seen footage when I was like I said, 11, 12 years old, my cousin was down that joint. And like my older cousins, like y'all know my cousin Ron and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he would go down there to Atlanta. Like, dude, I think like 95, bro.
Lit.
95, 90, like Atlanta
bro,
is popping. He down that joint, Clark. you know, that's before Morris Brown was, I guess, not credited no more.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's right there. You had Morris Brown, Spellman, Clark.
Mm-hmm. And Morehouse.
This, and Morehouse all in the same, right there. It's all walking, like, in the same yard, bro.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no. Know,
campus is the same.
My cousin graduated from Morehouse. Yeah. And I will say this, just walking on that campus and looking at the young brothers getting an education, it was so fucking infectionist, bro. Like, you wanted to go back to school. I swear to God, I'm like, I'm signing up.
And that joint is in the hood.
So why you ain't go? Why you ain't sign up?
I mean, it was, I don't know. Had to feed for a week, got back to work, and then reality hit me, bro.
Yeah, that joint's in the hood, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dream deferred.
Pretty much. But, yo, Freaknik, my nigga, if I could be there, if there's a part of my timeline that I wish I was a part of, it would have been Freaknik.
Daryl
looks so lit, bro.
Remember Daryl? I know you remember Daryl.
Of course.
Daryl, the one that I remember, 7th grade, he the first person I ever told me about motherfucking Freaknik. Yeah, I think he wore, like, a Freaknik t-shirt. I was like, the fuck is that? He was like, oh, man, where I'm from in Georgia, we got this thing called Freaknik.
Bro.
Freak.
Like, it looks so crazy, man. And I'm talking, and I ain't even talking about, like, as far as, like, you know, being raunchy and whatnot and pulling women's pants down, which is what was happening later on in the years. I'm just talking about just the atmosphere, like, the environment.
Yeah.
Especially, like, in early stages, like, there's nothing better than me than someone getting an education and wilding at the same time. Like, you can't beat that, bro.
Yeah, nah. I just, being down there in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, yo, it was popping during that time. That's when the actual Atlanta music started bumping.
Oh, no question.
Lil Jon and all that shit. Like, yo.
Oh, yeah.
And then my first year down there during 03, the All-Star game was down there.
Gotcha.
It was Jordan's last year. Jordan down there, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was crazy. Like, my introduction to Atlanta was
fucking
crazy.
I can only imagine, crazy. Bro.
And I'm 18 years old, and I can't really fuck with everything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All that shit. And I'm playing basketball, so nigga wouldn't let us do nothing, but yeah.
What's like that now? Like, what is there anything that compares to Freaknik now?
Memories, bro. That's all we have, my G. Like, I think about the Unifest, right? Like,
yeah, Unifest.
You know.
But it's not going to be like that.
Like, Virginia Beach? 4th of July, Virginia Beach used to be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't do that no more, though.
No, they don't.
They don't. We don't really have, like.
I remember, I know motherfuckers used to talk about how Bike Week was crazy and shit. And
I never went to a bike week.
Daytona Beach?
Daytona and in South Carolina.
Yeah.
JR got stories about Bike Week, but I never been down there.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I feel like it's something that we gotta, like, you know, do again.
Yeah, the closest thing I feel like is like the, what are them jumps? The Trill Electros and the Broccoli Fest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the closest you're going to get to something like that
Broccoli
now.
That's coming up.
Yeah, this weekend.
That's what you think about.
Tickets like $1.80.
Exactly.
Yeah. It goes up every year.
Life has changed.
Every year.
We went to like the first two.
Like crazy enough. I wanted to take Cam.
Yeah, no, that was Trill Electro.
Trill Electro was at the bullpen.
Trill Electro was. Broccoli, I forgot where Broccoli was. Broccoli was somewhere else. That's what Cam performed. Me and Paul had to leave because it got a little scary at nighttime.
No question.
Yeah. I feel like I was there too, but I feel like I left before y'all.
Yeah, probably exactly. That's
when the niggas outside of the gate.
Yeah, yes.
Started chanting gang.
All you heard was like all Southeast or whatever.
And the whole time, I think they were just upset because they couldn't get in.
They were in. They were like in pause. Yeah, they were next to us.
At that point, when we were there, when Cam was on and shit, like, yo. We looked around because, like you said, I think we was deep as shit when we first got there. It was
Kevin,
like 20.
Kevin Mom was out there.
Kevin and Manny and them, everybody was out there. And it was like 20 deep out there, Joe. Easy. And
then it was two.
Then the night just faded out and it was just me and Paul. And again, I think Cam was still performing. And then we started hearing the all 24s and the all Southeast.
Yeah,
and
it was like, wait a minute, hold on. Yeah, this
we looked around and it was like, wait, 1, 2, 74. 84, 22.
It's time.
Yeah,
this is
my time.
Yeah, man.
About it.
But that's the difference, though, between like the venues and like the Freaknicks and
Truth.
You know what I mean? Like, it's free. That's what it should be about. People coming together and just having a good time and just vibing up energy, bro.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
couple fights break out. It's all a part of the.
It's all part of it.
Part of the experience, man.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah. But there is a dude who has revamped it because they do Freaknik now. But I think it's called Freaknik with something else. But like it's like a concert.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
And try to take it back to the roots.
Yeah.
What it was, yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Too many gays, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Atlanta.
Atlanta is crazy, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's we just lost 12 followers.
Shout out to them. I'm just saying. Like, I don't have no problem with it.
It comes with the territory. You know what I mean?
Minus 12.
Hold up. It was this group of niggas twerking on the beach in Honduras.
Oh my. I'm so glad I missed that.
I'm so glad I missed that too, bro.
Yo.
What was that? Ramona came up to me. She was like, "Yo, should I go get the kids? Cause
Jay was right.
Should we let them see this? Like, I'm talking about nigga. Damn. Like, it's like sexy red type vibes now. That's like, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm crazy. What the fuck?
Oh. You know what Steph said? If Paul was here, he'd be having a fit right.
Goddamn right. You're goddamn right. I don't do sending them, bro. You gotta go, man.
Hey, you said it, Paul. He's having a fit right now.
Holy water.
What? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The blood of spring water. The blood of Christ.
I would play some gospel music quick, bro. some Kurt Franklin. Stomp.
Nah, you can't play. They're gonna turn up the stomp.
Right.
Yeah, I can't play that. That's crazy.
Tell me if you know someone that needs Jesus.
Oh, shit. They walked by me one time too. I was sitting on the chair by myself.
Man, we can't keep talking about Honduras, man. Come on, man.
Shit.
Nick's still in depression.
Man, yeah. Got the blues.
But that shit is real.
Yeah. I mean, my first day back was bad. After that, I was good.
Post-vacation depression is a real thing.
It should be cool next week. Next week, I got the first week. Last week out the way, you know. Like, yeah. All right, now it's back to business.
Yep.
Yeah. You reached that point after vacation where it feels like you were never even there.
Yeah
right. Exactly.
It's like... Wait, how long ago was that?
All right, when I look at the pictures and shit, we like, damn, man. Like, I'm going to go back, bro. Mm. I ain't saving this moment long enough. I feel like shit, but it's all good.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's all good.
Time, bro.
Yeah, time, man.
Shit just like flying.
I said, I wish it was fucking Groundhog Day, bro. I wish I had those 4 days back like it was Groundhog Day. Every as soon as that shit, we about to leave, you know? I'm fucking wake up.
Hit a little rewind button real quick.
Just got to plan another trip. That's all.
Yeah, that's all.
Damn. Yeah. If that was an option, would you take that?
What?
To have a groundhog experience?
In rotating, yes.
Yeah.
If you could pick.
And can I turn it off whenever I want?
Nah, it have to be like the movie. This restarts, right?
So every day.
You just got to figure it out, though.
Figure it out.
There's a way to get out of there. If it's like the movie, there's a way to get out of there. Yeah. You just got to figure it out.
I would say every 4 days, it restarts.
Well, I mean, that's beautiful for rotating.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's gorgeous. Yeah.
You know, you wake up, but you also are conscious that, hey, this shit is about to restart. You know what I'm saying? Why not? Like, how, you know, that'd be dope.
Right. I still got my job. I still got everything.
Yeah, but you can't.
But it's Groundhog Day. You're not coming back home.
I'm not coming back home.
Eventually,
Yeah, eventually I will.
Nah, we're not going to follow the rules of the movie.
The movie say that I can get out at some point.
Yeah, well, this is Paul's
movie. I'm stuck forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's 4 days. Restart.
No.
Nah,
no,
Scott. Yeah, it's gonna have to stop.
I hear you. Speaking of stop, man.
Say, man.
Yo, Biden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know last week we got into it and, you know, the whole Trump assassination and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, a lot of motherfuckers is asking him to step down, bro. You know what I mean? Obama himself, you know, made a call to the God and was like, look, you gotta, might be time.
Yeah. So if he steps down, it's Kamala.
Yeah, but it's been a lot of controversy with her, too, recently, not this past week. She had like 300 donors. I'm not sure the details, but the donors, rather, upset with her.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't think they will want her to replace Biden. I think right now, as far as the Republicans, they're asking for the Democrats just to, hey, you know, vote for a Republican that can beat Trump.
And that's the thing. That's like, they've been so focused on Joe Biden running, right? And the whole thing the whole time should have been, what is the best avenue to defeat this nigga?
Trump?
Yeah, to defeat him.
Gotcha.
What's the best option to defeat this nigga? Mm. Then they should have did it. They had 4 years to figure this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden, in the late night hour.
But shit, they thought that
trying to figure out who's going to replace his
Yeah, nigga, they huh? thought his legal troubles they were going to put his ass in jail.
They probably was counting on his ass getting locked up.
No question.
That was it. Like, they, you know, when he was indicted, all that, found guilty, all that shit, they probably thought it was it for that nigga.
Right.
So they was like, let that shit play out itself, probably. You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to find out another, because if that nigga got locked up, it's probably clean walk for Biden again.
Is Kamala a better option than Joe Biden? I hate calling her Kamala. I just want to say Kamala.
Yeah.
That's what I said last week, and I got scolded.
I know. I came at you for it. I apologize.
It's okay. I appreciate that.
I apologize.
Is it I don't know. Again, I don't know too much about Kamala Harris. Like, I don't know too much about her.
I just know she throw parties at her house.
That's it. But if you when you got, you know, Nancy Pelosi, like she wearing
cat suits.
Can we go? Can we get an invite to her?
Yeah, Compton went this last year
too. Look, late night political parties probably be all
probably crazy.
You already know, bro. Right. Can you? Come on now.
Hey guys, talk anybody about, got some below?
Bacon soda.
Below.
You think Diddy's parties was crazy?
Oh man.
Well, wait a minute.
Probably so much coke in them parties.
Man, they do. What? Mm-mm. I mean, why not? Why not?
We already know Biden's son was
a coke head. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, if not a cartel leader.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
A fucking mule.
Exactly.
He's a mule.
Oh man.
All right, that's why you letting his ass stay in it.
Yeah, man.
I'm not getting that nigga out.
Yeah. Did you just bust ass? What was that?
Nah, that was
doorknob.
No, doorknob.
Right. Fuck you up. Fuck you.
That'll be insane.
Gotta get there.
Blood. Hey, yo. You talk a lot about farting, nigga.
No, I don't.
Really? All right.
Is she a better option, though?
What?
Kamala?
The farts?
Yeah, right.
Nah.
I don't know, man. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
We
man.
Don't have any good options in my
we
opinion
don't.
Right now.
I mean, is it time? Is this a good time to have a black president? I mean, a black female president, excuse me.
Mm-mm. Well, she ain't gonna beat Trump, so it doesn't matter.
She's gonna
doesn't
lose.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. She's not gonna beat Trump.
She's gonna lose.
Because
she's gonna lose additional votes to people to just refuse to, you know, put a vote for a woman and she's gonna lose those votes too. Yep. So
I mean, she's fucked two ways. She's black, she's female.
Right.
Hillary should have won the first time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hillary should have won the first time before Trump, instead of Trump. Like, yeah.
I think with Kamala, I think there's a lot of black people on the fence.
Mm.
Right now. Like, there's a lot of black people on the fucking fence that can go either way. And that whole mass incarceration thing that she played a big part in is going to lose a certain percentage of the black vote, I feel like. So, and I think it's too late in the game anyway. How you going to change?
It's way too late in the game.
It's way too late in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
switch up candidates and do all this shit. Like,
we talking November, my nigga.
Yeah, that'd be here before you know it. Thanksgiving.
It's gonna be I don't know, man. I kind of see Biden winning, but with the whole Palestine
prescription you got in them glasses, nigga. To see Biden winning,
those are personality glasses.
No, these are real glasses. All my glasses are prescription.
personality glasses.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be tough for Biden to win.
I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Donald Trump is gonna do what Donald Trump does. Like, he's gonna get the votes that he's gonna get. He's the fucking president. He's the next president, unless they figure out some legal way that he can't fucking run. He's the president.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I don't know, bro.
I don't want to agree with that.
I just hope my vote counts.
It's
never counted less.
They had a what state was that? Bloody hell! I was on Instagram and this officer, he had responded to a call. He goes to the house, and it's a black woman, and what happens? Make a long story short, he shoots her for no reason.
Mm.
And you know, with Trump saying that he's gonna give immunity to cops, is it immunity or impunity?
Immunity.
Pew. That's a big deal. Because, you know, you like, remember a few years ago, that's all you was hearing about on social media. You know, a colored person being shot by a cop. Mm. Right? So if Trump, when he gets elected, he's going to give immunity to cops, that's like open air, bro.
Yeah, it is open air.
Mm. You know what I mean? And that type of situation just happened recently.
Yeah, that would not be a good thing in any way, shape, or form.
So it's like, yeah, you know, Trump is going to win, but man, it might be war out here, a civil war. Especially with Prop 25 and all that bullshit that's coming with that.
Yeah.
What's Prop 25, Paul?
What is it?
It's just a bunch of shit that deals with white supremacy, right?
But I mean,
that's the best you got.
Yeah, that's the best.
You can't
propose.
You can't drop the joke.
You can't drop pro.
So you're not educated on it. Is what you're saying.
Let me finish. Okay,
he skimmed through.
Pretty much, it's gonna take away a lot of rights for colored people, mm-hmm. even women. You know, I can't really go into the details, but it's a lot of shit that if you were to talk about it, it wouldn't sit well with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just for Trump, but any Republican candidate that wins the presidency.
Word.
So, I mean, you can look it up.
When's the next gun show, man?
The next gun show?
Yeah, because it's not going to need to strap up.
Shit, nigga. Guns ain't going nowhere. What are you talking about? That's the last thing they're going to do away with. Guns ain't going nowhere, Playboy. You good. They'll probably be even cheaper in the next few years.
Word.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, I don't know, man. This about to be like the worst presidential election in history to me, like, for real.
It's going to be bad.
Yeah. When's the next debate?
Should it even anybody be know? One?
Nope.
I mean, they got to make it for the first one. First one was trash.
I ain't even watch it.
Oh, man. Comical, bro.
But hasn't there been one after the first one? Am I bugging?
I don't know. I must have missed it then. Because I've only seen one.
I don't think they can make up for it. Like, his mental capacity is what it is at this point. Like, there's no making up for that shit.
Yeah.
They probably are scared as hell of the next debate. They have to be. There's no fucking way they're not like, yo, this nigga's going to drop the ball again. Because he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We shall see.
Yeah. What we got next, bro?
Hey, man.
Say man.
I don't know. Sports talk, man.
Sports talk.
Your boy, Bronny. So he's doing his little 1-2 right in the summer league games and all that. You know?
I have not been catching none of that shit, dog. I'm ready for football. Nah. We're just sports. I'm ready for football season.
Well, I know, Rem, you had posed a question online.
Yeah, no, well, it wasn't really a question. I was just basically saying that the number 2 pick in the draft, Alex Saar, I think his name is, hasn't really been playing well. He went 0-15 in one game, for like 1-6 in another game. And I haven't seen a single post about that.
And that's trash.
I haven't seen a single comment about that in any way, shape, or form. But if the 55th pick in the NBA draft, and mind you, is only 2 rounds, and there's only roughly 60 picks in the NBA draft, if the 55th pick, Bronny James, went 0-15, they would have his fucking head.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it interesting. The hatred is...
He's not NBA material, man.
Yeah, all right, so...
The hatred's so bad for his dad that it's been carried over to his son.
So I'm going to tell you where it has been talked about at 106.7 The Fan.
True.
The local sports
talk. Yeah, because they're Wizards. They're covering the Wizards.
Yeah, so they've talked about, should we be concerned about Alex Saar and things of that nature after watching some of these joints. So I've heard some of the criticism about the second pick.
Yeah.
But I feel you, nationally, nobody's even checking for the Wizards. I think that's what it is also, too. And nobody giving a fuck about the Wizards.
Yeah, but like, still, like,
it's, I feel you, weird. Number 2 pick. And nobody knew who this draft, it wasn't like this draft was for the stars.
No, this draft was trash.
You know what I'm saying? So Alex Saar wasn't, I mean, he's a good player in college, but he wasn't like somebody that was like a Zion or somebody big name that went number 2 that they're going to have their eyes on. Niggas don't give a fuck about this nigga.
Yeah, but still, like, it's still the number 2 pick in the draft. It's just crazy to me. And then, like I said, I posted a jump just basically saying what I said on Facebook. Mm-hmm. I got 19 comments. Out of the 19 comments, not a single one mentioned Alex Saar's name. They were all Bronny, 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 Bronny. Mm-hmm.
To your point.
To my point, 100%. Like, I just don't understand
that. I mean, it's just a name. It's a name and his dad.
All right, so Paul asked a question coming up. Whose fault is that? Like, whose fault is it that Bronny is getting so much negative press?
I would say, I don't know.
It's not, so I would say it's
negative press.
It's fans. It's the fans. It's not media. That's because media is not putting negative press out there on him. Not like that. Most of the people that are saying he doesn't belong in the league and most of at this point, especially, are fans.
But if the media would just let Bronny fly under the radar like a 55th pick is supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Then we wouldn't be here.
Like Gary Payton II, yeah, like Kenyon Martin Jr., everybody else.
But they cover this nigga.
I wouldn't say it's Bron's fault. It's just the name. It's just the expectation. That's all it is. I think just people place expectations on people that, you know, like, just because, oh, you came from that. Like, if Jordan's son, if you knew about Jordan's son as a little younger, like, if LeBron and Jordan had the same type of similar lifestyle, or I guess scope, as to say, like, you know, put Jordan in LeBron's shoes right now.
Right.
He's growing up. He got a wife. He ain't never been no bullshit. He got these kids just falling behind him. They going through these the camp, the AAUs and shit now, like Melo's son, all that shit, whatever. They Jordan's son would have the same shit.
But Jordan's son did that.
Jordan's son played college both basketball.
Them. Both of them
did. I know, that. And he had better numbers than LeBron's son.
Probably.
Well, yeah, they played more.
But I mean, I'm just saying, period. But nobody had their eyes on Jordan's kids like that. Like, yo, he's going to be the next thing.
Because they sucked.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's LeBron, yo. It's LeBron.
It's partially LeBron. I mean, one is because of how big LeBron is, pause. Mm-hmm. And I mean, LeBron did also say that Bronny could start in the NBA right now. He said that at one point.
He did.
Because of him.
Well, no, wow. It's not just because of him, because we talked about it on the way up. There was teams that wanted to draft. Now, what their motive was, not 100% sure. Probably could have been jersey sales, could have been helpful to, you know, whatever, just get the name, try to get LeBron to your team, whatever the case was. There was multiple teams that Rich Paul had to say, yo, don't draft Bronny, because if you do, we're going to send him to Australia, because they wanted to draft Bronny before 55. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it was the only option was to go to the Lakers. There was other teams that were interested in him.
So what are we really saying?
I just don't understand. My thing is, all right, as a father, putting myself in LeBron's shoes, yes, I would want the same thing for my child.
100%.
Right, but the question is,
anybody that says different, you full of shit.
Yeah. Cool, but did Bronny want that, right? And that's when it comes back to responsibility, right? That fact that LeBron, even though he wanted his son to play with him, at the end of the day, he should have been aware of what was going to come with that. Right?
What child would want to play in the NBA with their father?
I don't imagine pressure that is, my G?
Yeah, but
knowing that if I play with my dad, there's a strong percentage that I might not even get no ball, no rec time anyway.
He wasn't going to get no burn regardless.
No doubt. But I'm just saying, just from a child's perspective, if I play ball. I want to play ball. I want to be involved. Yes, my dad, he runs it, but I still want to do my part.
It's almost like passing down the family business, my nigga.
Dude, that's fine. But do you think as a Bronny's what, 18, 17? You think he's thinking of
19. Oh, he's 19. 19.
You think he's, you know, thinking about that?
I think it will be with his father. If you had a father like the fucking LeBron. He's a billionaire, bro. What does you that think he's not passing down his knowledge to his kids?
I don't know.
And not a positive, because he's a role model to every motherfucker. Yeah, but to pass it down else.
And to conceptualize and understand what LeBron, you know.
He probably has more insight to what the fuck LeBron's doing than everybody else does, because he's in the house with him.
I don't really think it matters. I mean, I think if he'd have gone to a different team, the coverage probably wouldn't have been this much, but it still would have been.
Still would have been a lot.
Way more than you deserve for a 55th pick. 100%. That's why I got to put part of it on the media, because they're covering this nigga as if he was a top three pick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I go to ESPN right now, if they played last night, it was Bronny James pass for a dunk. Well, we never gave a fuck ever in life
ever
about being the 55th pick. Making a good pass.
And he didn't even get that much pub playing you. I didn't even see him play. I didn't, like, no highlights or nothing of this nigga playing USC last year.
If Bronny doesn't get coverage, does that tamper with LeBron's empire?
No.
No?
Tamper with his empire.
I mean, not...
I'm going to tell you this. Bryce,
that's extreme.
Bryce is better.
Bryce can go.
Bryce is
better than Bronny.
But that
Bryce
was obvious 2 years ago.
Right, everybody knew that.
Was clear 2 years ago.
Yeah, the younger brother's about to come through and fuck shit up.
Got you.
Him and Cayenne, Melo's son.
Yeah, yo, Cayenne looks nice. He looks nice.
Bryce actually gonna get LeBron's height.
Yeah,
it looks like. Mm-hmm. Right. And he can go.
Yeah, he gonna be solid.
Yeah. So his name, it's almost like the Ball brothers. Pause. You know what I'm saying? You know
what's their name? You don't got to say pause.
I feel you.
Name is Ball.
Yeah, their name is.
I feel you. What
is their name?
Their name is Ball.
Yeah, I'm still to this person. I would never say the sporting goods store is Richards.
It's Richards.
Okay.
So you know.
I just ordered some dicks the other day. Actually,
yeah.
Cool. You got some balls.
You got some balls, some dicks. Dick sells balls. Like,
I got balls.
Jesus.
You can go to Dicks and get some balls.
You guys ever been to BJ's?
You go to Richard's.
I've never fucking thought of that. That's crazy.
BJ the balls. What's crazy? Real
Jobs Wholesales?
Yeah.
Wholesaler? I'm never shopping there again. Or wow. Maybe I am. Yeah.
From Bryce.
Staples has Staples. I mean, why wouldn't BJ's have BJ's, you know?
That is wild. BJ's, they dropped the ball.
You on fire right now, guys.
That segue, Bryce to balls, is crazy.
Bryce to balls.
Bryce to balls.
That's Nick's fault. You said he talked about the brothers.
I don't know what's going on.
He was talking about. He was talking about the brothers.
BJ, they are selling whole dicks. Sucking at wholesale price. Whoa. This was going on. Yo, right.
Relax, man. Okay. Relax.
Yeah. Wow. About that.
And you got an ID card. So you got members. You got to get a membership.
Yeah, you do. You do got to get a membership.
All the time. In plain sight.
Right.
Right. No wonder you got to get the membership.
I don't think I've ever been to BJ's. Mm. Is BJ's like Costco?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, same shit.
And Sam's Club. All of them the same.
Yeah, I never been to BJ's before. Man. That's wild, man.
Yeah, my dogs are tripping. Somebody must have came to the house.
Hey. That's all right. They just want to be Cleveland Brown fans. We know. We get it.
Football, man. Football season, man. Can't wait. Training camp about to start.
Jay Daniels going to be good.
Think Jay Daniels going to be great.
We're going to be solid.
I'm just, every time I hear my phone go I'm waiting to see Brandon Ayuk is being traded for.
But they're saying it's not going to happen. But
yeah, it's
not I feel you. I mean, if it does, I'm excited. But if it does, I hope it's us. If it doesn't, I'm
hope
good.
It's Cleveland.
Well, he wants to be in DC.
Yeah, is he with DC or Pittsburgh?
I've heard because he played with Arizona State.
It's definitely a game changer for us.
And our general manager was assistant general manager that drafted him in San Francisco.
Changes the game for us because now it puts everybody in the right slot. Because Terry, to me, is a borderline one receiver.
Yeah, he's not a one.
If you can get a nigga to put him at the two and put Dotson in the slot.
It's hard to say he's not a number one when for the past 3 or 4 seasons he's had 1,000 yards.
He's a number one for us.
Yeah. I mean, but he's in the names that he's with as far as the last receivers that had 1,000 yards for the past 4 years. Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill. He's in the name. He's in the list. He's top 6, top 7, something like that. With you know what I'm saying. So
as far as receivers, Terry.
But somebody got to catch the pass.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Facts.
I mean, I'm just all the way around, bro.
So we talking playoffs?
I'm talking wild card. I'm definitely talking wild card
stuff.
Have you guys always been? You've been you Skins fan, right?
That's personal.
You a Skins fan, Steph?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a Skins fan, but I became a Skins fan when I moved to Atlanta.
Got you, Steph. You've always been a Skins fan.
No. I was a Dolphins fan for a second because I was a big Ricky Williams fan. But other than that, yeah.
You ain't pick up on Ricky Williams to the Dolphins? So you ride with him with the Saints? You went there early on?
Nah.
Yeah, nah. When he came back to the Dolphins, he was a little bit, he was reinvented. But
yeah, he was definitely different.
Yeah, I was a 49ers fan for a minute. I was a Ricky Waters fan. Yeah. So yeah, that was it for me. And then, yeah, my grandma was a Skins fan, so you know I was always rooting for them because it's the home team. And I remember them winning the Super Bowl in '91.
I was a Giants fan, then San Fran, and then Skins, and I just hated football.
Yeah,
and then Browns.
Yeah, but no, we're gonna be tough this year. I think we're gonna be all right. Whole new coaching staff, whole new mentality. We picked up some veterans in the free agent market on defense, and yeah. So I just can't wait to see. First preseason game is August 10th. I'm ready.
That's crazy.
We in the playoffs, so I hope we hope Skins. We see y'all later on, you know, if y'all get there. Well, we'll be there. I promise you that.
Yo, I want to get tickets to the game, Rem, but it's wifey's birthday.
Oh, true.
It's October 7th, nigga.
True.
Is the game in Cleveland?
It's in Washington.
It's in Washington?
Yeah.
October 7th, bro.
We're going to smoke y'all, too.
And it's still, and it's perfect because it's not going to be cold.
Maybe $50.
It's not going to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, usually we play y'all New Year's Eve and shit. Like, New Year's or some shit like that. It'll be somewhere late in December or January. Yeah. It's October. It's still nice weather.
Halfway decent weather.
Man.
Shout out to y'all going out of town again?
I'm trying to figure out where we about to go because I'm definitely need to get on the motherfucking plane again to get this shit.
Oh, yeah?
I'm ready. Yeah, I got that motherfucker, that itch. Nigga, yeah. It's hurricane season during that time, so. Yeah,
they say Haiti is nice this time of year.
Nah, shit.
It's in Hades.
Nah.
God, please.
It might be somewhere in the States. It might be somewhere in the States. Where?
The Congo.
Oh, God. Yo.
Congo. Democratic Republic? Oh, man. Wow, chef's kiss.
Yeah. I'm definitely not going nowhere none of that.
That's insane.
If you pop up and say you're going to the Congo.
I mean, why not?
I mean, if I go in that direction, I'm trying to go like Amalfi Coast, nigga. Like, it's somewhere over there.
That's in Italy. Congo?
No, Italy and all that shit. Greece. It's close, nigga. Africa and Europe are next to each other.
That's in Congo.
The fuck?
Whole time, Hov was talking about the Congo. He was going to...
Oh, shit. Nigeria, actually. It's in Nigeria.
Down there with the gorillas.
Oh, man.
Me, Amy.
Ugly gorilla.
Go away.
The city of Zinj.
That shit was hilarious. There, nigga. White gorillas, bro.
Yo, them jokes are ugly.
Savage.
Them shits was savage, bro.
Dick came out.
Me. That's funny.
Amy, man. What else we got on the docket, brother?
Oh, man. Amen.
Say, man.
Shit, let's talk about that hustle, man.
Word.
Rami was talking about earlier about today's hustle versus how we grew up, what we were doing to make a few coins.
Well, as kids.
You know what I mean?
What made me think about it, though, what the sparker was, I was driving down the block, and I saw some kids had a lemonade stand set up. You know, $2 a cup, sitting on the corner. Mm-hmm. Standard. That's your standard kid hustle. Then I thought about it. I said, well, what's stopping me from setting up a lemonade stand? Let me think about that. That's going to be a license, a food license, a street vendor license, and this, that, and the third.
Permit.
So why is it okay for kids to go ahead and set up a lemonade stand and not be hassled in any way, shape, or form? But if I did the exact same thing, because I'm a grown-ass man, I got to have all these permits and bullshit.
Fact. Kids, the police will walk up and buy lemonade from
them. Right. The police
won't say shit.
Yeah.
But if I'm doing it, sir, can I see your license and registration for this?
Yeah, and they're going to take your profits.
Yeah, profits. Yeah. Everything. They're going to deem your lemonade unsafe.
Right. Yeah. After they frisk you and plant drugs in you. That's what's going to happen, bro.
Awful.
Let's be real, though. What adult is out here, you know, with a lemonade stand?
If you are an adult, selling lemonade, you're a pedophile.
That's you, or, you know, you're homeless.
Wait. Time out. Nigga sell waters on the street all day.
Yeah, all day,
that's
bro.
That's different.
Yeah. Oh, that's different?
Flowers, nigga.
Right.
That's different.
Flowers.
They're not.
Wasn't we just in Honduras where they were selling pre-cut mango and empanadas made at the crib?
That's how they live out there.
Again, what I'm saying is why the man got to be homeless and poor because he said lemonade on the block?
I didn't say he was homeless or poor. I said he was a pedophile.
Don't point at me.
You said pedophile, correct?
You did say pedophile, but would you take a cup of lemonade from a grown, from an adult?
I'm not taking a cup of lemonade from a kid I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not stopping at a grown nigga lemonade stand.
I'm not stopping at a kid lemonade stand.
I will buy water from
my kid. If it ain't
one of y'all kids, I'm not buying a cup of lemonade from a random fucking kid.
I'm walking down the street and there's some kids with a lemonade stand, I might stop and get some lemonade.
Well,
I might be the nigga to call the cops on an adult, though.
That's crazy.
Well, I get my crabs. I went and got some crabs yesterday.
From a kid?
No.
It's like, yeah, really.
It's a house down the street, whatever. I would pull up and get the crabs or whatever. Right next to where we pay for the bread, I pay for the crabs and shit. It's a kid that's there with a lemonade stand. And offering lemonade.
Crabs, and lemonade, all in the same.
That's awesome.
And did you get some lemonade?
Nah, I didn't.
I'm not buying lemonade from a kid.
I mean, but I would have. I didn't have cash. I had enough cash for the crabs.
He or she make that lemonade? Did they make it properly? Was it sanitary?
Well, I can tell you this. Nadia did a lemonade stand. She made all of her own lemonade, and she made like $200-something.
Yeah.
That's love.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
But we know you.
What does that mean?
Took a cut. I will buy some lemonade from your daughter.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not buying lemonade from a random person, bro. No, I'm not buying a cup of lemonade from
unless
I'm in Honduras or something like you said, that's their livelihood. And I don't think that they're gonna poison my lemonade because they gotta live off of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go ahead and get one here. But on the block, my kid might have picked his nose.
Well, possibly.
Got the ice cubes with his fingers. All of a sudden, a leaf fell off a tree. He wasn't looking. That jump fell in the picture.
It's hot.
I'm thinking about kids and lemonade.
Yeah, but then you would get a Sprite from McDonald's. That nigga may have picked his nose.
Yeah.
McDonald's just recently changed their shit where now they used to give you the cup and you get your own shit. Now they don't do that no more.
Because the niggas was stealing. Paul.
I never stuffed
nigga, McDonald's. Nigga was asking for water and going to get motherfucking Fanta. Fanta.
Said Paul. Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
But like I said, I would buy water from a nigga on an adult nigga.
Yeah,
on the,
see,
on the
street. I know, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now restaurants, that's why you just treat them with kindness and courtesy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's part of that. Again, that's their livelihood to treat you well. So they have no choice but to.
I'm buying the lemonade. Even if I don't drink the lemonade, if I see it and I got some cash on me,
yeah,
I'm
going
to buy a cup. You know what I mean?
Only thing I probably buy from kids is Girl Scout cookies.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Mm.
That's about it.
Kids be fucking up with the lemonade stands because they be setting the price. You don't set a price. The lemonade is free. You accept donations.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that, yeah, that's definitely the
because if you're charging me $2, I'm going to give you
$2. Mm. Is that how you Nadia
makes it?
If you
accept the
donations,
I'm going to
give you
the
$5. I might give you a $10. Like, Nadia was getting $20 out that jump because we weren't charging for the lemonade. That's the real. That's the hustle.
Because you weren't charging. This was all your scheme.
Yeah, you heard that, right?
I mean,
he said we. In the beginning, he said she made her own lemonade. She set up her own stand, and she made $200. Then the nigga came through and said, "Well, we wasn't charging."
Well, she didn't buy the material.
Okay.
So you recruit?
Yeah, she got my percentage.
Mm-hmm. So you took what you put in. You took that back, right?
Took it back
plus 50%.
Plus how much?
25%.
25.
That's real life, though.
That's savage. Yeah.
For you to pocket $50 at a $200, that's respectful.
That's real life.
I would have took that too. You just made $200.
Yeah, it's
time. Give me $50.
Gotta pay taxes.
That's crazy.
Nah, it ain't crazy.
That's a little OD. So all right, so we said all of that. What do you obviously you tell your kid to set up a lemonade stand and give it out for free, and then you take 25%. That's what you do. Nick, what would you tell your kids to do today? In today's world, because you don't see many kids out there setting up lemonade stands very often, though. Mm-hmm. You don't see kids shoveling nowadays. Like, is the wave to hop on YouTube and try to get Instagram followers, but now you got to deal with the creeps online? Or is, you know what I'm saying, like, what do you tell the kids today to go out there and make quick money?
Hustle, make a little bit
of money. Yeah, hustle, right. You know, hustle.
Right.
Early hustles, before
hustle?
They can actually work. Me and Paul used to sell pogs and bracelets and candy in school and all types of stuff. Shit. Like, what can you tell them to do today? Because again, today people are a little more conscious now. COVID. And should I be getting this from him? Should I be eating? Like, I don't know.
I mean, like Amani, he's trying to do the music thing. He's following my footsteps with
Amani
that.
Grown.
You know what I'm saying? But
some more kids.
Chloe.
Yeah.
What
would you tell her if she was like, "Dad, I want to make some money"? Obviously, she can't go get a job. But she want to make some money. What direction would you push her towards for a kid to make money today?
It's crazy because I'm going through this right now, and I walked in the house from work on Friday, and Kingston in the kitchen putting dishes away out the dishwasher. I said, "What you doing, man?" "I'm just putting dishes away because I want some money." You know what I'm saying? That's like, to me, I give them chores.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day,
that's what my dad used to do.
You can do some shit, but then now I'm telling Kingston, I said, "You know what? I think I would rather have you read a book or work on some math problems, because you're going to fifth grade this year, but I'm already thinking about sixth grade, bro." And it's like, we got to strap up. We got to get you ready for sixth grade, nigga, because, you know, whatever. So it's just little shit that I feel like that can make them better or that they need to do. Like, I got to incentivize the...
Incentivized.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, like I said, that's my dad used to do the exact same thing. My dad, I had a list on my wall as a kid with like chores I could do and like make money, shine shoes, come out the floor, do this. Like, $2 here, $4 there.
To go out to sell something, that means that I had to spend money, my money, on whatever the fuck you about to sell. And it's not a guarantee you about to get it. You know what I'm saying? So,
True. So
I'm not trying to waste my bread. I'd rather you go ahead and just do something in here and I'll pay you. For, you know, just because, like, you know, being responsible. I mean, I don't know if, you know, Peanut got an answer for this. Like,
that was good.
But what I was going to say was, like, just what I was saying outside, I'm going to save, was that watching Devontae Adams interview with Club Shay Shay or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just the things that he had to do, because he said his mother worked 6 to 6 or 12 to 12. In those instances, you have to survive. You have to know how to survive and things like that. So, just me and Ebony was talking about how the difference is, like, of back in the day, our parents would work to survive. We had to help out, especially if you come from a single parent household. You were more of, you needed to help us to make sure we were straight.
Right.
Versus that, how I look at how I'm raising my kids, I'm doing what I can to make it easier for them.
For sure.
it's not a act of survival.
Right.
I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more so like, yo, I'm trying to get as much bread as I can to give them whatever the fuck they want so they don't have to, you know what I'm saying, whatever. So just a kid having, like, my kids, I'm trying to teach them something that we don't really need. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Cleaning up the house and shit like that. No, nigga, I need you to clean the house. Back in the day, I need you to clean the house because I'm going to be at work for this amount of hours. I need the house straight. Now it's like, nigga, you know, you good. You know, yeah, what I'm
go read a book instead or earn $5. I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just a difference. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like trying to sink, you know, teach kids how to hustle and try to do things is different. I feel like everybody
is different. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's shit's going to be like a fucking Instagram bio. I'm a content creator.
Well, how would y'all hustle if y'all were kids?
Well, if I may add, right, today. I feel like it's got to be in you to hustle to begin with, right?
Because
you're talking about, you know, what kids can do. Why rewrite the script? Nigga, go cut the grass. There's plenty of neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things you can do as a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can still sell candy. You can still sell bracelets. Like, all that stuff social media has no impact on that. Kids will always be kids, right? But again, as far as, it's just got to be in you. When I was a kid, like Remy was saying, like, we was doing it all. Steph, you know that. We was doing it all. Shoveling was no question.
Well, let's
go make some money. Like, that's the easiest way. It's when nobody wants to shovel their own fucking backyard or whatever, or driveway. Like, come on. We can do that. You know what I mean?
But you did that but those things you were doing were to at least take a load off of your parents.
No, be honest.
Trying to get my own money.
Well, too, but you know.
So you didn't have to ask your parents.
So you wouldn't have to ask your parents for money.
Right, and we were going to be in the snow anyway. We might as well go out here and shovel some fucking snow.
And at that time, I don't think I was so like, you know, like I need this to like I need these shoes or I need this, whatever. Like, this was like early elementary. Bro.
Yeah, it was just fourth, fifth, sixth
grade. Yeah, and I remember shoveling, making like $300, and my dad asked me if he could borrow it, so he gonna pay back next week. He never did.
He still got a tab.
He still has a tab. And you know what's so crazy?
I hate to tell you, you ain't gonna get that money back.
Not at all.
Right. My brother Anthony, he used to make me crack his toes for 30 cents.
What?
His toes. I remember, he'd crack my feet. All right, here's 30 cents. Again, I'm just doing it. Just not even thinking about this is weird. Right,
and you're getting money though.
But I'm getting money, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
I do this twice.
That's 60 cents.
That's 60 cents.
You touching feet?
Get a soda.
Damn, you out here cracking grown man toes.
Yeah, man, my brother did that, man.
I don't know, man. I feel like kids don't do that no more. Like I said, like
you hear that? But he doesn't get this head.
I never knew about this. Like,
he's cracking toes.
This conversation is triggering.
30 cents.
This conversation is triggering.
30 cents.
That's like maybe 75.
This 75 cents
per toe.
Per toe.
Nah, it's a whole. The whole
75 per foot.
The whole five piece.
So 75 per foot.
My pinky toe still cracked. I don't think I've ever had.
Did you never crack your pinky toe?
Steph needs some love over here. So how much you charging?
Nah.
How much
for those feet? For those feet? I need 50 per toe.
How much you charging?
50 cent?
That's $2.50 for the whole package, man.
$2 and 50 cents? $50.
Whoa, nothing. That's just package feet.
Yeah. Whoa, this is crazy.
It's feet. Talking about feet.
All right.
Just here for those feet.
Nah, but the hustle don't change though, man. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see kids out there doing that. No,
but way. You don't. But to push them to the YouTube streaming world, also, that's awesome too. Like, niggas is eating, bro.
But also, let's think about this too. Like, keep it a buck. I think about Micah's and, you know, the kids and Wayne and Nick. The sports is year round. These kids just playing sports. They don't have time to fucking go out here and hustle. Like, we ain't have the type of athletic shit that they guys got going now. As, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but it's the attitude. I mean, but hold on, though.
Sports is different.
Exactly. And it's the attitude behind it, right? You spoke about earlier about you know, being in situations where you had to do things to help with your parents or your mom, rather, right? So it's about out of necessity. The people that you just named, maybe their kids don't have to do that because they're straight.
So that's how I feel about my kids.
So playing sports is an outlet, but it's really based on, like, I don't know. I don't have kids. For me to be like, yeah, when I have kids, I'm going to make sure they be doing this. I grew up different.
I don't think it was necessity for us, though.
No, like, it wasn't really necessary.
We got together and decided to do that shit on our own.
Like, absolutely. But I'm saying, based on the people who we named with and what their kids do now versus, you know, not having time to do X, Y, Z as far as hustling.
For me, it was necessity because my grandfather was getting his check little, you know, first 15 type shit.
Yeah.
You know, food. Like, so I couldn't even ask that nigga for $5.
Right.
To get, you know what I'm saying? Because I know back in the day, he was like, you know, niggas, everybody put five, nigga, four niggas got $5. We getting a nice fat ass dub and we good.
No question.
I couldn't even get the $5.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I would have to do shit like play the drums at the church.
Right.
To get me a $40 check.
But that's every the 2 weeks. In you though, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
That's already in you.
Because I wanted shit that I couldn't get without doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, it was more of a I wanted the latest retro started dropping around that time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I want the Jordans that's dropping. I want, you know what I'm saying, the hobo shit, all that shit. Isn't it, nigga? Nah. You know, so I had to do what I had to do to get that shit because my grandfather is not giving me bread.
Yeah.
Mom Dukes ain't giving me bread. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, I feel you.
But so, that's the foundation of the entire conversation in my eyes. Like, I was thinking more so like, what do you tell kids to do nowadays because they don't shovel snow? Because you, I couldn't tell you the last time somebody knocked on my door and said, "Could we shovel your driveway when it snowed?" I couldn't tell you the last time, cause my grass grows every year. Yeah, we don't get snow every year, but nobody never knocked on my door and been like, "Can we cut your grass as a kid?" Right. And that's never happened. Yeah. So I'm just thinking more about that versus necessity, because obviously you have to have the hustle. Without the hustle, and you're not going to take that first step to pick up the lawnmower or pick up the shovel. But where do you point kids today because they're not doing that? Kids don't, like we talk about all the time, instead of going outside and playing, they sit on the couch and get on the tablet or get on their phone or get on the system and get on the game. Whereas we went outside a little more. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, so the avenues are changing. Man. So I was just curious to see.
It's just different because, like you said, like my kids, I don't need them to do nothing. They don't have to do shit. They straight.
Yeah, yeah. It's not straight.
It's a little bit more spoiledness to a lot of shit now. But then 100%. It's a gift and a curse, you know, at the end of the day. I look at it as like, I did what I need to do. I'm successful. I got my kids out. Like, they don't need shit. They straight. But then on the other hand, it's like, yo, I need y'all to be hip to some of this shit that's popping off, because y'all are oblivious to a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, yo, how do I instead of for me for hustle for money is more so, how do I get them to be aware and understand and have some type of street smart along, you know what I'm saying? Because I got suburban ass kids, bro. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is just weird. Sometimes they don't understand it. They don't get certain shit. So I don't know.
So are we setting them up by giving them too much? Are we not like preparing them for real world shit? Because I know back in the day, like, niggas was pressed to get a job when they were four. Like, as soon as you can get a job, you was pressed. Whether it was passing out flyers.
No question.
Whether it was getting in that little weird ass van to go sell them cookies, which in 2024, absolutely not.
So we didn't have, but I feel like it was so we didn't have to ask our parents for shit. I feel like it was giving us more of a security or more of a adult type of feel. Like,
I just wanted more.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. For me, like, working allowed me to meet new people. Like, I always had like a reason for doing something. Like, outside of the check, you know, to support, like, you know, the things I wanted, I just wanted to meet new people. Like, and I've always liked money. Like, yeah, whether it was stealing, you know, working for it, whatever. Like, I always wanted to. You know, yeah.
One or more.
Yeah. Yeah. But it had nothing to do with, like, you know, survival instinct, respectfully, or like helping my parents. Like, I guess I was fortunate in that aspect not to have that as a reason. But I've just always been hungry. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to go get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think, like Steph was saying, it is like, are we setting the kids up, the kids these days? To a certain degree, because even though you may feel comfortable where you are, stature-wise, like, I'm good, my kids don't have to do this, there still has to be a fundamental, like, this a foundation, right? It's like an understanding of what, like, hey, you know, it ain't gonna come to you. You gotta go work for it.
Your job, for me, your job, all I need my kids to do is go to school and fucking do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
That's all I'm asking you to do.
Right.
That's it.
But it's very difficult, though, when you have kids who may not like school. You still have to teach them certain things outside of school when it comes to being held accountable. Like, well, I expect you to do this.
I try to lead that by example. It's like, yo, you think I want to get the fuck up every day at 4:30?
Right.
And go out here and throw this water around?
Right.
In this fucking 100 degree heat?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And get home at fucking 8 o'clock at night?
Right. Walk through tunnels and...
Yeah, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
fucking Ninja Turtle or something. Right. Yeah.
Well, Dad, you should have played for the NFL.
I mean, but if...
It's not too late.
It's never too late.
Never
too late.
All you need is 6 months.
That's all. Don't give up on your dreams, bro.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, I have. I won two national championships playing flag football. That's it. But yeah, no, it's just, you know, that's my example. Mm. Like, this is what you have to do. Like me and Ebony was talking, and it's like, I got to do better because, like, I walk past Amani's room to go to Kingston's room. And the Mondays that I have to take Amani to physical therapy, Amani's about to be 19 Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So he should be having an alarm set. You know, you got physical therapy at 1 o'clock on Mondays. You need to be up at a certain time. We leave out this house at like 11:50 to get to Fredericksburg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still constantly having to knock on the door and you popping up like you ain't, yo, what we doing? You know what I'm saying? It's certain things, but that's just the habit of me. It's like, yo, like I'm walking past his room to go to Kingston's room to wake Kingston up. Let me, you know, pop in the room and see if he up, you know what I'm saying? Type of shit, but I shouldn't have to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's certain things, that's not my responsibility no more, nigga. You about to be 19. You're an adult. So, you know, it's tough. I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to figure out how to get him prepared for, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it might have been setting him up.
Amani might be the raccoon.
But Amani's the one eating on top of this nigga's car.
It is. That's why he can't get up. Nah. That's why he can't get up.
But that's because that nigga be up playing NCAA and all that shit.
To Nick's point, though, I do think the new hustle is sports.
Yeah.
It's activities. Like, we had no activities back in the day other than maybe basketball.
We had the rec center. That's all.
Yeah.
So we had to find things to keep ourselves occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their schedules right now are crazy. Right. Like, they more busy than we are as adults.
Right.
With shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, every weekend is something.
So there's not really a lot of space. So
especially when you got
that's
multiple
kind
kids.
Of become the new hustle.
Yeah. Right, but what if it's not amounting to anything? Like, yeah, you got your kids know these different sports, but you can see that he's just not the best at none of that.
Well, you will see that before you get...
Go shovel some snow.
Like I said, like, these niggas... Like, our niece, Callie and Delilah and shit, you know, they out here balling.
Right.
They balling. Like, of course, yeah, we about to ride this wave, nigga. Shit.
Yeah, but if they don't want to do it?
If they don't want to do it, that's a different story. So, right. If they don't want to do it, you will see that they don't want to do it
now. I don't know. I just feel like that they need something else. And I feel like the easiest thing to do is just to, in my eyes, nowadays, especially with no longer shoveling snow and cutting grass and shit, like, find a way to make money off of what you like doing anyway.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
You know
I mean?
Like, you know, like if you like being on a tablet or something like that, if you like watching a whole bunch of YouTube videos, find a way to make your own
be
YouTube
a personality.
Videos.
Exactly.
And you don't got to be on camera. Maybe it's I open up, you know, toys and I do toy reviews or something and it's just my hands that you see. And
niggas is eating opening toys.
Opening toys, bro. That's what, like if you watch those videos, maybe you should go that way. You know what I mean? I just, there's got to be, even with all this time and no, we don't have time because we playing eight sports and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, that's not real life, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Playing sports is fun and it keeps you busy and it keeps you active and it teaches you things and that there's all types of but let's start getting, even if you don't have the hustle bug, let's start trying to feed something so that you know when you get to the real world, like
I agree.
You gotta learn some structure, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know what I mean? And I don't know.
I
just like to throw it in early. You still want a kid to be a kid, because I know you strong on that. Like, you got to let a kid be a kid. But at the same time, you still want to start slowly. They're getting, in my eyes, Cam at least, you know, like the older ones, they getting to the point where you say they teens now. It's time to slowly start feeding them a little something versus just, I'm going to get a part-time job at Domino's and press buttons and I don't really know what the fuck. Nah, learn what's going on here. Learn something about Domino's. Learn how you can take that elsewhere and do something with it.
But also, let's be real. Kids have it a lot better than how we grew up, right? As far as the access. So, like, technology, that's what it's all about. So, like, for instance, shout out to the Medinas, but Milo. Manny's son. Brilliant.
He's a beast.
On YouTube. Like, I saw some of his work. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, did this?
He has more subscribers than we do.
Bro, he does. But, I mean, and I'm into, like, art, right? And I'm just like, this dude, like, he's only, like, what, five? Six, whatever.
I don't even think he's five.
He's
bro,
he's older than five.
He's like six or seven.
He might be like seven.
Yeah, yeah, because Enzo was like 11, 10.
Enzo's nine.
Nine, okay.
Got it all fucked up, Nick.
But yeah, bro, good
information.
My bad,
good stuff. Good stuff, man. But Like, grow with the times. Go with, like, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Grow like, with the times.
Nigga, yeah.
If they ain't shoveling snow, they ain't doing this.
Go ahead
no,
and be that
digital.
YouTube, yeah, right. Reviewer. Like, oh, yeah, whatever.
100%. If you on Instagram every day, learn how to make that bread from it. Like,
mm-hmm. No doubt, man.
100%. Yeah. You know, Nadia started her YouTube channel. Nadia be selling slime, you know what I'm saying? So.
And she be singing.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's definitely. What's up, man. I mean, yeah, take advantage, bro. I wish, man, if I could go back, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, I wish I can go back sometime.
Absolutely, man.
For Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Groundhog, yeah. That's the name
well,
of the
man.
Money on my mind. Say man.
Say man.
Damn it.
Say man.
That was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Piss boy.
Run it back. Groundhog. Run it back.
Hey, man.
Say man.
Oh, shit. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Michael Ealy, Jonathan Majors, Megan Good.
Yeah.
Something happened there.
Yeah.
And we actually found out some more real information.
Right. Yeah.
Somebody want real.
Yeah. Well, it's a video going around where you just see where Michael Ealy seems like he's walking to this place or event or whatever.
An event somewhere, yeah.
Yeah. And he's hugging Megan Good and he picks her up off her feet, hug, all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? And when he put her down, it seems like he doesn't acknowledge Jonathan Majors and her man, and he daps up somebody next to him and somebody next to that person and then takes a picture and then steps off. So, you know, the Detective Rim here has found...
Let's let me get to that part yet.
Okay, bet.
Let's stop it right there. Like, if that was all the information we
right?
had,
yeah.
Was that okay?
So, based on the optics... I'm sorry, did you want to go?
No, I mean, go ahead.
Well, I would say, hell no, that wasn't cool. Like, you know, first of all, you know, Shorty should acknowledge that, like, you know, greet my man first. Mm. But just from that point of view, no. Before we get into the new information.
Those optics? Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Even the way they, like, chose to, like, narrate that story, you can see, like, how awkward. You know what I'm saying? Jonathan was.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, yeah, I would have felt the same way.
Michael Ealy too. Like I said, I think you said it to me before I saw the video. Michael Ealy's eyes almost look like, yeah, nigga, like, I know you here, but I ain't fucking with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
like,
yeah.
Because again, the story I was fed was, oh, he didn't acknowledge him. But I was like, oh, shit, he looked like that too. Like, he looked like, I don't give a fuck about this.
And you know, Jonathan ain't no small dude. He
probably ain't no punk.
But based on those optics, though, absolutely not. But with further new information.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then come to find out, somebody clipped like the first 0.5 seconds of the video. And even then, you can only see his arm coming off of like the back of him, like they had just embraced each other. But Michael Ealy said hi to Jonathan Majors first before everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. As he should.
But even still, even with that scenario, even with knowing Jonathan Majors said hi to him, right? Mm-hmm. Is it okay for Michael Ealy to pick up your shorty like that?
Yeah, so I'm going to get to that part too.
Yeah,
is it okay?
Well, Steph, you take that because you said it's based on...
It depends on the nature of the relationship.
I agree.
I don't know the nature of their relationship.
Cool. So give me...
Let me tell you the nature of relationship of a nigga picking my shorty up mean that they already fucked.
That means they already fucked?
That's how I look at it.
That's crazy. That is dark.
That's crazy. Yeah, because that didn't even let me say my next statement. I was going that's crazy.
I mean, what you picking her up for?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Why don't you go ahead and stoop down and give her a hug, nigga? She's shorter than you. Like,
Nick, you just fucked up my whole shit.
Girl shit. I mean, that's just me.
Okay, can we spin it real quick? Respectfully, right? We out and about. You see Steph and his wife. And Steph picks up your wife.
I will hope.
Hear me out. Because you said it's based on a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Which makes me wonder, like, what do you, like, give me an example where in your mind, hear me out.
I get Nick's point, though. Because it means you picked her up before. Yeah. It means you way too comfortable picking up my younger nigga. Like, what was the last one?
Oh, man, nigga, I'm telling you, Nick fucked the optics up. With that means you fucked the first. I'm telling you. Because I ain't going to lie. Like, I was going to say, I mean, Hermona's my right hand. Like, that's my, I would consider probably Hermona my best friend as a woman. When it's all said and done.
Absolutely.
And if I picked up Pomona, it doesn't mean I fucked before. But right. After Nick said it, I said, hold on, I can't even say that right now. Because that just sounds weird. Like, yeah. He fucked up the whole optics with the gun. I ain't fucked before.
Hell, right.
Nick, you just fucked me up mentally.
I'm sorry. Listen.
That's just who.
Anybody pick my wife up, I'm stealing them off.
My God.
And I'm stealing her.
Listen, that's the problem. It's the uncomfortable response that we really don't want to say. First of all, don't matter. I would never pick Pomona up like that.
Yeah.
Like. Just no situation where a man is not gonna feel like, rah, what we doing? Like, have you done that before? Yeah. Why do you feel so close? Matter of fact, you know your arms right next to the bottom of her ass cheek.
But not only that, just the way she
responded, the way she reacted, she was all giddy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's like, so even if he did acknowledge majors first. The way that he was looking was based on how she was responding to Michael picking her up. You know what I mean? Like, come on, it's a little awkward. It's awkward.
I take back my stance now.
Like putting me Nick in the most uncomfortable situation.
Nick fucked my mental. I was ready. I was gonna be like, nah, but it could be a friend. And da 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 da. Me and Pomona were cooler before Steph.
The last 6 years, I probably learned how to hug people.
Yeah.
Because I used to be such a go, hey, and then I realized, like, somebody put me on, like, Paul, there's a different levels of hugging. I don't know if it's a European thing. Like, when I meet any of my friends, I kiss on the cheek, right? Yeah. That's just how I grew up. Yeah. Not because, like, you know, I'm whatever, but there is a level of respect. You fucked
her. That's what that is.
Yeah, it means I fucked her, right? Yeah,
every girl not, kiss on the cheek.
There's a level of respect, bro, and picking up my woman in front of me, nah.
Yeah, nah, you ain't gonna do that.
And honestly, old girl's reaction might have been like a defense. Like, oh my God, I can't believe he just did that. Let me just play it off so I don't make him feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Because she might have been like, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
You feel me?
I mean, you never know.
You never know.
But until you, I wonder what
if they're like childhood friends? Like Michael Ealy and Megan Good been friends forever. Michael, Megan Good and Jonathan Majors just started dating.
Right, but like, Rem, does that warrant or that give any merit, rather, for him to do that?
Honestly, in all seriousness, I wouldn't have a problem with it, depending on the relationship.
Gotcha.
If I'm Jonathan Majors and I know that Michael Ealy has been friends with Megan Good for 30 years, and I just started dating Megan Good, who the fuck am I to be like, you can't hug my, be hugging my woman like that. Hold on, bro. I've been here for 30 years.
That's true.
It's a conversation that has to be had, though.
Motherfuckers ain't just out here picking women up for no reason. Yeah. Like, there's some intention behind this shit.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I don't know.
I would think so. I mean, but even if it's not, it's cool. But my first instinct is like, all right, I peeped that. I throw that to the back real quick.
And Michael Ealy dogging them joints too.
Yeah.
You know he a playback.
Light skinned nigga with blue eyes pull up.
You feel me?
Wait a minute.
You know he a playboy.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like if Michael Ealy or Idris Elba, get some shit. If Idris Elba picked up Megan Good, oh, you already know.
That nigga Nick got ops.
It's over.
Nick got ops. It's all coming together now.
If I ever blow up, I don't want to be in that room with that nigga. I hear you, man.
Nah, it's all peace. They not picking my wife up. Nigga, this shit.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Who did Idris play in the Marvel joint? He was like a Sherbin, whatever.
Heimdall.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Please don't do that shit again.
What? I mean,
whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he had to think.
Oh my God.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh my God.
It's on camera, too.
I'm wilding right now.
It's on camera.
He had a sword. It's
on camera. Yeah, he had a sword.
He had a sword.
I don't think he did that motion.
That's not the sword gesture. You come to the side or something with it.
All the sword talk is wild.
Y'all niggas, the sword is the Bible.
I don't know. That two hand strokey mind.
Relax, man. Yo, chill, man.
Two handed drain, too.
Oh, that's crazy. He had a big sword.
Even a whiff of that.
Man.
Jesus.
Yeah, yo, wow, man.
Yo. Hey, man.
Say, man.
we had some homework, man. We had some homework.
Carter?
Yeah.
Weezy Baby.
J-Mo, the homie J-Mo came through, picked Carter too for the homework this week. Yeah, man, 2005, Lil Wayne's, this had to be, his third? His third, because, his third solo album. He had one
before the Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Carter 1 and Carter 2. It's still, to me, the best Lil Wayne album. Even though, you know, the homie Gilly helped write some of these joints. But, yeah, this was a throwback. This took me back, like, it was still cold when it was cold. I had a motherfucking white Capri sitter at that time and shit. Like, fucking, what's this shit? Lock and Load? Lock and Load joint.
Corrupt.
And, man, what?
Paul's least favorite song.
That what?
You like that joint?
That joint was crazy.
All right.
That joint was crazy. Mo Fire.
That's the best joint to me.
What's the joint?
It's his fifth album, actually.
This is his fifth album. Okay. Yeah. Oh No. The Oh No joint.
Oh No, it's classic.
I know, it's crazy. It stepped out that water like I, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck, I forgot how the shit go. But yeah, not to slip on the wet pavement. Yeah. But yeah, to me, this is still Lil Wayne's best body of work, bro. The Mob, just the way he put this album together with the, you know, the Mob and shit on the block, the skits, like almost kind of like following what he did with the first Carter. You know what I'm saying? With the walk in and the, you know, you in the car, whatever type of shit. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Was he the best rapper in the world at this point?
He was, but it's funny that you even mentioned that. I posed that question, right? So at the time, he was definitely neck and neck with whoever they said was the best. So
I was hating on him at this
who
point.
Who wasn't, right? But when you listen to the album now, lyrically, there's nothing for me to validate why I was even thinking that at that time.
But granted, right? He also was heavy in the mixtape shit at this
absolutely.
Point,
too. Absolutely.
Did you album? His mix jumps were better than his albums.
Absolutely. Squad Up was going crazy, too.
This was his window because, if you remember, like, I guess 2003, 2004 is when Jay-Z retired. I think the Carter 1 came out after Jay-Z retired because he had that shit, the best rapper alive, just the best rapper retired.
Yeah.
Type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also, this 2005 year was crazy because you had Late Registration drop the same time. Game is coming out in 2005.
Gotcha.
Commons B came out in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
So it was some shit. Like, it was an open space. I think T.I. even was, it was like T.I. and Lil Wayne was kind of like neck and neck, but they was the ones making the most noise around this era to me.
Yeah, I mean.
Definitely in the South.
Yeah. I was in the South during this time. You know what I'm saying? So
I think it was a cool time. Like, when Lil Wayne, with this album, I remember for me, 2005 was a lot of Bape. Like, just culture-wise, I feel like that's why it was more of an impact for me to say that he was such and such. But
Evizel, Saint Laurent, yeah, Saint all, Laurent
that, but,
all that shit.
But just listen to the album now, I'm just like, eh. Like, I'm good, you know?
Nah, bro.
The album was cool, though. That's it, just doesn't...
It's a classic to me. It's a classic to me.
I think it was at the time.
It's I like, think... I, like I, no, this is... No, nah, this is still...
Production, what you giving? Out of 10.
Out of 10, 8.5.
8.5.
8.5.
Gotcha.
You have songs like, I didn't really listen it back now. I never did either, but cared for Fireman like that. Fireman was cool, but it wasn't, you know, something crazy. Grown Man is still classic to me. That was the introduction to Currency. Hit 'Em Up. Hustler Music. Carter 2, even Shooter was something different. Like,
it was.
You know what I'm saying?
Money in My Mind is on that joint too, right?
Yeah, Money in My Mind. That's number 3. The, you know, the Flying In, all that shit.
I feel like the front end of the album is way better than the back.
Yeah,
end.
I can give you that. I'm a D-boy. I could do without. Receipt. I can do without. Get Over. Yeah, like the end, yeah. Like, yeah, towards the end, it's crazy. You can get rid of that, but yeah. It's still classic to me.
I mean, it was a good time. I think Lil Wayne was just really starting to really validate, you know, his lyricism. Lyricism. There you go.
Lyricism. Yeah. But then, you know, he was heavily influenced by Gilly. Carter One was completely written by Gilly.
That's fine.
You listen to that shit.
Yeah, but you could still hear the Jay-Z, you know, isque, you know, vibes and whatnot. That's why it's interesting too, because like to compare when people are saying like, is he better than Jay? Like, listen to that album. Like, I would take Reasonable Doubt over that lyrically all day, bro.
I would take anything Lil Wayne put out. Like, I would take anything Jay-Z put out over Lil Wayne. Like, Lil Wayne to me is like, not that lyrical.
No, but he is though.
He's witty.
like Wayne
his
is like that.
His wordplay is crazy.
Wayne got way better to me in like
the. But ain't that's kind of lyrical though. Witty and wordplay. Absolutely. Like, that's kinda...
I would say like Wayne for me really started to take off like the 2012s onwards, bro. Like lyrically. Like his features, that man was spitting.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Like he was going off.
On the newest Benny the Butcher joint, he got a crazy verse on there with Benny. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, like
you know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, Lil Wayne is actually in my top 25 as well. He's the only Southern artist in my top 25. So I mean, besides Scarface, you know, I say Scarface, but, you know. But yeah. Yeah, nah, this was my shit.
That's cool.
I like this was the best out of all the Carters.
Steph, no, that's not true. Steph?
I was hating on Wayne around this time because I was such a big Jay-Z fan and I felt like Wayne was coming for that spot and I wasn't fucking with it. But nah, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's dope. I just, the back end of the album to me is not very good. Like, I feel like all the songs we listened to on the way up here for the most part, I didn't like any of them.
Production was trash.
So, which makes me wonder why niggas don't just cut the album off? Like, why? How many songs is on this?
Like 22.
So about 13.
Three skits.
About 13 would have been the whole album would have been fired. Just about, you know what I'm saying?
But I mean, like, but that was the era of the long album.
True.
For real.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the album was fire. It's a classic album. I don't think it's the best Carter though.
It's 21. It's 21 on the first.
You think it's three?
I might go three. I might go three. I might go, even though three has a lot of fucking
commercial.
Yeah, a lot of commercial joints on there, but three like has a lot of good shit on there. But I don't know. I like Carter 2 a lot. The intro, Fire the Mob, Receipt I do like. Receipt is classic to me. Shooter, Hustle Music, of course. All the Bape era, all that shit was fire. Yeah.
Yeah, Evisu jeans and I never had a pair of them.
Never wanted a reason.
Like some hard denims. Heavy as a
the bait was more my cup of tea.
Yeah. I had a pair of Bapesters.
Anybody got an idea for the next homework? Or should pick from the list?
You want to pick for the list?
Pick from the list.
All right. You got the list readily available. Paul said he wants to pick it. Boom. There it is.
Oh, shit. My bad.
Oh, ruined.
And we are
selecting this homework. Random album. Oh, it's going to be really good.
Question, the grind date, De La Soul. What song is on there?
You seen the joint they performed one of
them. Stakes Is High on there?
Nah, Stakes Is High is an actual album. If you want to do Stakes Is High, we can do that. But Grind Date, De La Soul is the joint with the Chappelle Show. They had the performance. They was on the bus, the tour bus.
Mm.
If you remember the Chappelle Show, for real.
Oh, it's
she got some heavy D.
Nah, we're gonna do Lil Yachty. Let's start here.
That makes Rim happy.
Absolutely.
Makes me happy too. Something more modern, more up to date, man.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas makes is me old happier and wasted.
Than what he started with when he said De La Soul.
I like the joint though, him and Common. Common, P Rock's new album is solid, bro.
It's great.
Yeah, that joint.
That production
was solid.
Is good. That joint actually was solid. That joint is a good album, man.
It was easy to just listen to.
Yeah, shout out to Common, bro. Putting in work, my G. Still just crazy with it, man. Too.
Yeah.
Looks amazing.
P Rock, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Like, good stuff, definitely, man.
Yeah, the album's good. It's a couple albums. And do you ever listen to Mark Harmy joint?
The new one? I did. I didn't like it.
Rich Ass Asian?
I think it was like a beat to one or two that was okay.
No, that joint is crazy.
It's all right. I don't know.
Yeah, and Bodie James.
Alchemist, right?
Conductor dropped.
Conductor, yeah.
Yeah, that
okay.
Shit was crazy, too.
No, I got to hear that. Yeah. You know, I mess with my boy Bodie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, For real.
So we got a just pull a question from the bowl. You know how we do. Before we close out.
What we got?
What we got?
More fire. Yeah.
What DJ would produce the soundtrack to your life?
Shit. Nick G.
Ooh. Instead of DJ, he's a producer.
He's a producer. Yeah. What you say, produce?
Yeah, produce, you know. I mean, what DJs out there that producers? You got Kid Capri.
Nah,
well,
who wrote the question?
That was me. I'm talking about the soundtrack. Like,
right, you know, right, yeah, right. Yeah, playing not, the songs. Playing the songs. Like, not necessarily
playing
making
the songs.
Songs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
why he said DJ.
For me, I'm going to go with... tough one, man. I want to say Pete Rock, but I got to go with Primo. No, I'm bugging. I'm going to go with Pete Rock. Absolutely.
Shit. I might go with Alan, the chemist.
I'm going to go Cheat Code, and I'm going to go with Eric Medina. Because he knows me personally. So, you know.
Yeah.
He'll be able to do shit I wasn't even thinking about.
Know what? I'm going to take that back. I'm going to go Knife Wonder.
That's a good one.
I've been to a Knife Wonder party. Knife Wonder DJs. His shit is a great mixture of 80s, 90s, hip-hop, R&B, shit like that. Like,
so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going with, yeah.
Yeah, I need someone that's well-versed from the 80s, 90s,
2000s. I would have thought you said somebody like Questlove.
Questlove would have been cool, but...
Because he's an actual DJ, too. You know what I'm saying?
I know who Steph going with.
What, Go-Go George?
Nah, you going with Shaq, ain't you?
Shaq Diesel?
I mean, honestly.
I thought you were going with Fat Man Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop.
Let's go now. Here we go now.
Shout out to Fat Man Scoop, man.
Yeah.
But Dre would have been a good choice too, though.
Dr. Dre?
Hell yeah.
Who you taking, Steph?
I really don't have an answer for this question.
Oh, so it's Fat Man Scoop. Got you.
No doubt. Well, on that note, it's been another great episode of A Man Say Man. It's your boy, P.
Nick G.
Rem the Model.
Steph Muse.
And we out.
Go.
Peace.
Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad and lonely.